This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach.
Never.
Hard work pays off the way it should.
Happiness is never out of reach.
Yeah, I've seen enough.
Always within your grasp. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind.
Stars and Stripes.
I'm Scott Henin. Kevin Flint is here to join the discussion. You call us at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. You can also text us. 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. We're joined by Jason Bohr today. Jason is the president and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council, and saw some of his comments recently on the carbon capture front, and I thought, you know, a good time to just refresh everybody's memories about the fact that we in North Dakota cannot opt out of a very woke world that is gunning for the energy industry. And can you think of an industry that has had more of a target on its back than lignite, coal? And carbon capture comes along as a bit of a lifeline. North Coast geology matches with it. And we have some folks that are fighting it. What I believe is that they're fighting the industry and its ability to survive long-term. So important things we need to keep in mind. Let's chat with Jason about that today on What's on Your Mind. Jason, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back, especially on this topic, as you introed it so eloquently.
So just from the big picture of someone that represents the industry well, Lignite Energy Council president, how essential is carbon management, carbon capture, storage, utilization, any of those, to the future of your industry?
It is critical. It's an existential issue to us. If we don't understand how to capture, sequester, store, and eventually monetize the carbon dioxide, the industry will just simply go away. And I think a lot of people are hoping for that. That is a lot of people's plans for the industry. But we have been investing aggressively in the technology to make that not happen. We've been investing in technology to make carbon capture a reality, and we're there.
Would we have the luxury of opting out, of saying, you know what, we think that's a bunch of woke ESG garbage, North Dakota's going to do its own thing?
Yeah, I'd like to think that that would be an option, but it is not. When the federal government issues these regulations through the authority of the Environmental Protection Agency, the Clean Air Act, those are national Clean Air Acts, a national law signed by the president. It applies to North Dakota. So the EPA can do whatever they want as long as it holds up to Supreme Court scrutiny, which may or may not. But ultimately, this is going to be the law of the land in one way or another. This is, and I say that because we are now on the third iteration of carbon rules. So if you say, let's just sit back and wait for this to go away, we're on round three already. It's not going away. I don't care who the president is. I don't care what the Congress does. This isn't going away. We're in round three right now. And what do we want to do? Wait for round five before we realize we're in it and we have no option? Let's get it done now when we're in control and it's early enough in the timeline that we can be successful and save all of the power plants that we want.
And it isn't just government. You've done a good job of describing the target on the back that comes from government, but it's pretty much, I mean, it's monetary system, it's banking, it's, you know, I mean, you can't escape this, can you?
No, the public relations has bought into this, the public sentiment that the business community has, the banking community has, the insurance community has. So the whole world is demanding that this is what we do in order for them to do business with us. We don't have to accept all of those things. We don't have to accept all of those demands. We don't have to accept the way, for instance, the financial system is quantifying their ESG scores. And we are engaged in an effort to push back against that and tell our story of how we believe we are incredibly sustainable for the environment. We have the cleanest air and cleanest water in the country. I don't think the Wall Street bankers know that because I don't think they get out of New York City to the real world. So we do push back against those things where we have that optionality and we're telling our own story aggressively about our own environmental and sustainability work in this state.
Well, you mentioned insurance as one example. And you're talking about literally if you don't have a ESG policy that they deem the gold standard, then, sorry, we're not going to do business with you? We're not going to insure your operation? That happens?
Absolutely. Our rates in some places have gone up by 300% over the past 6-7 years because of the industry we operate in. And let me tell you, if this wouldn't make a difference, if somebody came to you and said, you got a V8, I'm going to increase your rates by 300%. Would you get that V6 the next time? That's what they're trying to get us to do. It's not done by the power and authority of government. It's done by squeezing people's pocketbooks. And by the way, it is going to come down to that at one point. People, insurance industries trying to change your behavior in your life as well through these policies.
Yeah. Try operating in that environment. Your insurance rates going up 300% and the ability to get it in question. And yeah, it's really unbelievable. Do you believe staying on this carbon management track that North Dakota is on solves those problems?
Solves them if the bar doesn't continue to be raised, if the goalposts don't get moved. We can solve the problems that we're facing right now with the carbon capture technology that we see right now. But the problem has been in the past that the goalposts keep getting moved. So it's hard to sit here in 2023 and say, if we do what we're doing, the problem is solved. And so I don't like to use that word, the problem is solved. But we're making progress and we're comfortable with where we are. And we will continue to improve the technology and evolve the technology and make those improvements. And quite frankly, we're going to continue to find more uses for the CO2, whether that's through enhanced oil recovery or other carbon management technologies that give us maybe a saleable byproduct.
Dream a little in that regard. What are the possibilities?
Well, some of the things that you can do, you can reduce your carbon footprint through making better use of the byproducts that are the ash that is produced. You can make building materials out of coal and carbon byproducts. And these are the types of things that innovative thinkers can look at and say, hey, we can still use this resource, we can still monetize the resource, but maybe instead of turning it into this product that has a high carbon score, we can turn it into a byproduct that is just as valuable but does not have that associated carbon emissions with this. So right now, you know, we're studying carbon building materials, like they call them cinder blocks. That's the easiest thing to visualize because everybody knows what that is. Imagine a cinder block made out of coal instead of the matrix it's made out of now, that is incorporating coal ash, fly ash, coal itself into the formations of these roofing tiles, cinder blocks, press board, all of those things we can make with coal or coal byproducts right now. And we're hoping to commercialize those and give our coal mines and power plants one more revenue stream.
Fascinating. We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to Jason a little bit about some of the arguments that you hear from the opponents of carbon capture, some of their worries and concerns. We have projects right now that are operating. Danbury Resources recently sold to ExxonMobil as one, and of course the Synfuels plant as well, so that we're demonstrating it. This can be done. But we'll talk a little bit about what the critics say when we come back with Jason Bork from the Lignite Energy Council on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Past the hour, brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience awaits you at a PetroServe USA near you. Bacon Cheeseburger Mac in Harwood today, off I-29, 12th Avenue and I-29 location of PetroServe USA. Chicken fried steak West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Tater Tot Hot Dish or Country Fried Steak, Sloppy Joe's, MP Avenue, Brisket in Glendon, Lasagna with Garlic Bread on 45th Street and 9th Avenue Southwest. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Just get on in there today and you're going to break the mold of the same old kind of lunch. Go in there and have some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Continuing our chat for a few more minutes here with the Jason Bohr, the president of the Lignite Energy Council. Let's walk through some of the arguments we hear about the pipeline, about carbon capture in general. One of the big ones is, you know, hey, we need carbon. Carbon's essential to the planet, so why in the world would we want to store it? Why in the world would we want to sequester it? What do you say to that one?
I think it's based on a true statement, which is we need carbon. I think it's after that, you have to look at how much of carbon dioxide we're actually moving into the ground, and you're starting to talk about such a minuscule percent that it's meaningless. And I think that you can recognize that the world needs CO2 to survive, and also recognize that if you're talking about 5, 10, 30, 100 million tons per year going into the ground, that's going to have zero impact on our ability to grow crops, to live our lives, to do all those things. Every ton of carbon dioxide that we take out of the air, China is increasing that by sevenfold. So we're still going to be increasing the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, regardless of our efforts to capture and sequester it here in the United States.
Yeah, something very few people take into consideration, the whole global picture of this. And, you know, so if we succumb to everything that the jihadists, my affectionate term for eco-terrorists, want, we would have a bankrupt economy. And
but this is the crazy part, is they're relying on the same argument that the EPA is relying upon. And these people are the first to criticize the EPA. The EPA is telling us, you need to shut down your coal plants because of global climate change. And we know that our power plants are not driving, they're not driving the marginal increase in global climate change because it's just too small of a percentage. And so the same argument that proves that North Dakota's coal emissions or ethanol emissions will not decrease global climate change, that proves that North Dakota's coal plants or ethanol plants cannot have any measurable impact on carbon dioxide in the atmosphere necessary for plant growth or anything else. Either the EPA is right and we have, or they're wrong. And this demonstrates that the EPA's calculations are wrong. We do not have a measurable impact. And so that argument that we need this CO2 is as wrong as the EPA's argument that we have to shut these plants down to protect our global climate.
Another argument about the pipeline specifically is that it's not safe, untested. What do you say to that?
According to our most recent study done by the Pipeline Safety Administration, the safest type of pipelines are CO2 pipelines. In fact, when PHMSA did their last data analysis, or when the last data analysis was done, it showed that the deaths most likely to occur from from CO2 pipelines were those that happened when, like, workers would have automobile accidents on the way home from work. That's the only deaths that they could project because these things are so safe. So there is no safety hazard. There never has been. There never will be. And I think that when you look at how much more safe these pipelines are than every other kind of pipeline out there, it really is a disingenuous argument because the risk is so, so minuscule. And you can't say there is zero risk because that's just not a mathematical certainty. But compared to every other risk out there, it just does not make sense to be worried about these things when there are so many other things that are much more dangerous.
Listener says, ESG is going to destroy Western civilization. Full stop. By playing ball with lunatics like Larry Fink and BlackRock, we are just ensuring our own demise. The eco-zealot left will never stop going after the next target to end all fossil fuel-based energy. And to that you say what, Jason?
That's essentially correct. We cannot play the game by their rules. We have to make our own case to the population that we are telling the right story on the environment and sustainability. What the BlackRocks of the world want is to us to play by their rules. They want the public to buy into their vision of environment and sustainability. And if we remain silent and take a step back, that's all the public is going to hear. But if we say, here is our story of the environment and sustainability of ESG, here's the truth of what's happening in North Dakota, the public will see the truth and they will hear the truth. So I would agree with, I mean, I know where that person is coming from, or at least I think I do, which is we can't play with these people who are making the rules that are intended to hurt our industry and hurt our way of life. But we still have to tell the stories. So Joe Sixpack understands what's going on in the world and sees that we are truly environmentally sustainable.
Another listener says, I'm tired of John Kerry and his fruitcake climatologist phonies.
There you go.
Their hypocrisy claims of fossil fuels, cow flatulence, agriculture destroying the planet, flying around in their private jets, and last I checked, tomatoes were agriculture used to make Heinz ketchup.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. It is a constant battle, though, isn't it, Jason, just to break through this inertia that is the global warming, you know, they're loud and proud.
Yeah, and that person brings up such a great point, which is even the environmental left doesn't really believe this stuff because otherwise they would be doing more to minimize their own impact on the environment. And if they don't really believe it themselves, why are they expecting us to be the ones that make the sacrifices? You know, they're wanting to put, you know, we have 13, 14,000 jobs that rely upon the coal industry in North Dakota.
Well, and I would ask Jason,
private jets.
Are the Chinese or any of the other countries in the world that produce coal, are they buying into and making all these efforts as well? I know the
answer. Absolutely not.
No, not even.
Absolutely not.
Jason, really appreciate the time today. Keep battling. You do a great job at the Lignite Energy Council of taking all this stuff on, and we appreciate you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Captain Brian Newen from the North Dakota Highway Patrol will join us. Get caught up on a couple of things, including some new laws in North Dakota that take effect tomorrow. That's right. That when we continue after this on What's on Your Mind.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
USA News Update. A longtime friend and business associate of Hunter Biden expected to testify on Capitol Hill today. That blistering heat wave isn't going away as record-setting temperatures move through the South. More than 100 million Americans under heat alerts over the weekend. A federal judge dismissing former President Trump's $475 million defamation lawsuit against CNN. The recent ruling concluded the network's statements were opinion. Michigan. Anchorage, Alaska's Mayor Dave Bronson said he wants to send homeless people in his city to L.A. He said last week buying a plane ticket to L.A. would be cheaper than housing them. He also said the warmer climate would be better for homeless people, as this last year one of the deadliest years in Anchorage for homeless people. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me.
That got what's on your mind. Tell you about my friends at MyPillow, celebrating their 20th anniversary. Some of the best deals you'll ever find. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. And I also want to tell you about the election summit that is coming up August 16th and 17th. You can participate in this. It is... As I mentioned, the 16th and 17th of August, all you need to do is go to LindellEvent.com. LindellEvent.com. You put in your email and you put in a referral code. That's Scott. And get yourself signed up. 15 days away. Be here before you know it. LindellEvent.com. And just scroll down and find the email spot and the referral code for Scott. And you are on your way to enjoy the... latest information they're going to unveil. The plan revealed, as Mike says, for the election summit. All right, 27 before the top of the hour, joined now by Captain Brian Ewan of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, rather. Nice to see you again, Captain Ewan. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
So I want to talk about some of the new laws that are coming up and what things that folks need to be concerned about with the last legislative session, which happens. Things change. They take effect on August 1, so... we'll talk about that, but I first want to ask you just a little bit about the camaraderie that law enforcement has, such a close, tight-knit community. Obviously, the loss of to the Fargo Police Department of an officer, two critically wounded, impacts the Highway Patrol just as much as it does the Sheriff's Office or anything else. How's it been?
You know, it's been kind of a whirlwind. You know, the local agencies were stepped up. We're assisting the Fargo Police Department in their time of need. Obviously, they were grieving internally as an agency with the loss of an officer or two that are still hospitalized with some very serious injuries. So, you know, we're here to support them, and we're here to support our own people as well. Law enforcement in North Dakota is a very small community. We can't do anything as one agency alone. We're here to help each other through all kinds of different scenarios, whether it's a protest that's going on in an area with a riot, there's crashes that are happening, or unfortunately we have an incident like this, and we're all here to step up and help out. But we all grieve at the same time, because it doesn't matter what color of uniform that we wear, we're all brothers and sisters in this work that we do and this commitment that we have to our communities. And so we make sure that we're here for each other as well within our agency, but also for those other agencies that we work with as well.
Many people have taken this incident and said, it's here. You know, we're now not Little Fargo anymore. Seeing what you see day in and day out, is it fair to say that we're turning the page a little bit to dealing with some of the issues larger cities do?
We are. I mean, if you think about, you know, in certain parts of this community, we have a very safe community, but there are issues that we have. A lot of that deals with substance abuse problems and deals with mental health problems. And I think if you look across the United States, when we talk about issues that are going on, those are the biggest things that we have to deal with as law enforcement. You know, we're mental health workers, we're substance abuse treatment people as well, because that's what we deal with each and every day. Is those types of calls for service. Those have increased exponentially. It doesn't matter what agency we talk about, whether it's the Fargo Police Department, our agency, that's the stuff that we're dealing with each and every day. Even our agency is dealing with mental health problems with people driving on the roadways, people that are out walking on the side of the road, substance abuse stuff with the DUIs and things that we're finding as well. Those are the things that we're dealing with, especially in these communities, especially Fargo. And there's not enough treatment out there for the people that need it. And that's where the one thing is, you know, law enforcement, we get thrown to the wolves, I think, sometimes, and we're that first line when it comes to those problems that we're having in our communities. And if you see, Fargo is not the same Fargo even when I moved here from 12 years ago. It has changed. There's a different a vibe in some places in this community, and it's unfortunate that we have some of the violence that we have. It is still a safe community, but we do have some problems that are being addressed by law enforcement.
When you encounter someone with a mental health issue or substance abuse issue on a you know, call to law enforcement, what happens? Where do they go?
You know, it depends. Sometimes those issues involve a criminal violation, and those people might go to jail, and that might be their first introduction to try and get them some help, whether it's mental health issues or that substance abuse stuff. Hopefully that court system can be that first line where they can get some assistance. But a lot of times people aren't going to jail, so we're trying to refer them, whether it's to the Southeast Human Service Center. We have a crisis intervention team that we have that we can call upon here as well with mental health professionals. But when it comes to the substance abuse stuff, you know, sometimes they might be going to detox just to get them sobered up to where they can be back out in the community where it's safer for them. But when it comes to substance abuse stuff, it's very, very difficult. There just is not enough providers. Plus, the person has to want to get help. And if they don't want to get help, that any help that we might provide them isn't going to be successful.
So is this like a just revolving door of the same? I mean, if you encounter somebody with a substance abuse problem and they've obviously done something that caused a need for law enforcement to respond and they don't want help, and then are you just seeing that person again a week later?
It can be, and it can be multiple times in a day as well, that you're going to one specific address for one specific person. And that's something that locally our local agencies are seeing, and unfortunately that's the case. And when we talk about calls for service and things that local law enforcement is dealing with, it can be a lot of times the same people and the same addresses they're going to multiple times in a day or week or month or even throughout the year.
I have a question or comment. 701-271-1100. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. Scott, I respect our highway patrol, says this listener, but could you ask why a trooper would travel on I-29 through Fargo at 53 miles per hour? People are afraid to pass a trooper, so suddenly traffic is slowing for no reason. If traffic is moving, let it move. Also, they need to sit by I-94 and catch the motorcycles crossing the red at over 100 miles per hour. It is a nightly thing. So two things there, I guess. First one on the low rate of speed on I-29.
I guess I can't speak to that. We teach our troopers, if they're going to be out there patrolling, at least go the speed limit in those areas where they're not going to be an issue. So through Fargo here, it is 55 miles per hour. Everybody needs to understand that your speedometer might be off just a little bit. You might be think you're going 53, but you're actually going 55 miles per hour. But, you know, what I would tell is that, you know, you can go the speed limit, even if a trooper is going slower than the speed limit. I sometimes patrol outside of town on the 75 miles per hour at 60 miles per hour, which gives people a very visual idea that I'm going slower than the speed limit and it's very safe to pass. So I would say just, you know, mind your P's and Q's while you're out there and just follow the speed limit. If a trooper is going a little bit slower than the speed limit, it is safe to pass them. The second part with the speeding violators with the motorcycles, we do see that here in town. it can be very difficult at times to stop some of those motorcyclists because they can accelerate so fast. They can go a lot faster than some of our patrol cars can go. And sometimes it's not safe to pursue a motorcycle at 130, 140 miles per hour through the metro area here because of the danger, number one, to that motorcyclist that we're pursuing, to the officer that's doing the pursuing, and also the other traffic that's out there traveling as well. So that is one of the difficult things we have here in Fargo is with motorcyclists that do decide to grossly exceed the speed limit. It's very, very hard to get them stopped sometimes here in Fargo because of the amount of traffic, how they can get off the interstate so quickly, and it's not very easy to identify them either.
And if you... So they fleeing is a common thing with motorcycles?
It can be, yes. And we do see extreme speeds here through the Fargo area with motorcyclists. And it's just sometimes very difficult to get them stopped. And if you think about through Fargo here as well with the cable medium barrier, the concrete barrier that we have, we might see a vehicle go in the opposite direction. There's just nothing we can do about it.
You know, it'd be nice if the legislature would allow you to, rather than chase somebody, have the license plate. And then, since you saw it, you know, I don't know whether you have to go see them or you send them a notice or whatever, but, I mean, I'm in some far-off place, and I get a toll notice. It's easy to do, but right now you can't do that, right? You can't. If you either you follow that motorcycle, pull them over, give them a ticket, or if they flee, you can't get them.
You know, if we can get a license plate, a lot of times we can do follow-up investigation on that, and we can actually identify the driver. We've done that multiple times with vehicles that have fled from us. We'll do follow-up on that vehicle and identify who the driver was and do a successful prosecution on that. When you talk about a vehicle, the license plates are a lot bigger. They're a lot easier to see. On motorcycles, they're very small. They're inconspicuous, and sometimes they're placed on those motorcycles in a way that it's very hard to read them. So motorcycles that flee from us can be difficult for us, but we have been successful in identifying some of those motorcyclists, getting them stopped at times, using some other different tactics, whether it's through our aircraft or just some different tactics on the ground here to identify those people and get them charged accordingly.
Let's talk about some of the new laws that are coming into effect August 1st. What's the big one?
The big one in North Dakota is just the primary seatbelt law. You know, this has been a push for many, many sessions in the legislature here. And was successful this year. And basically what the law does is it's changing the violation of not wearing a seatbelt from a secondary violation where a law enforcement officer had to stop an individual for another violation to be able to take enforcement action on a seatbelt violation to where the actual act of not wearing a seatbelt now is a violation where you can be stopped for that individually. So it's a big change with when we talk about seatbelt laws in North Dakota. We've had a seatbelt law in the books since I've come on the patrol in the year 2000 and prior to that. So it's not like we're changing the requirement of wearing a seatbelt. It's just how it's being enforced. So, you know, as an agency, what we're telling people is that this is not about trying to make more traffic stops and trying to generate revenue. It's about trying to get our compliance rate higher. Our compliance rate is stagnant at about a little over 80%. And the states that have gone from a secondary violation to a primary violation, those compliance rates go up about 10 to 12%. And if we can get our compliance rate up 10 to 12%, you know, our fatal crash rate is going to go down as well. People are wearing their seatbelts. You know, some of these crashes, you know, if you think about North Dakota, about 60, 65% of our fatal crashes involve somebody not wearing a seatbelt. If we can get more of those people wearing their seatbelt, they're going to survive those crashes. You know, our goal in North Dakota is Vision Zero, right? We want to get our fatal count down to zero, and part of that is just people complying with the laws that we have. It's their personal responsibility while they're out there driving. One of the safest things you can do anytime you get in that vehicle is put that seatbelt on.
Yeah, I was a big supporter of that primary seatbelt law. It took a few turns through the legislature to finally get her done, but just for that very reason, save lives. Simple as that. Stats show it. Take a short break. Come back and talk about more with Captain Brian Ewan, North Dakota Highway Patrol, after a short timeout. Don't go away.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Back on What's on Your Mind at 11 before the top of the hour. Chat with Captain Brian Ewan of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. We were talking before the break about new laws are going to affect August 1st, and the big one being the mandatory seatbelt law, primary seatbelt law, I guess, is meaning that it is now a primary offense and you can be pulled over for it. Talk a little bit about it. One of the reasons I advocated for this was I said, you know, it's easy for us to say we back the blue and we're pro-law enforcement and everything else, but then disregard their advice when it comes to something like this, because this is something that law enforcement was universally in favor of, the change. And I have to imagine it has to do with how much you see in crash investigations, huh?
It is. It's unfortunate that we have too many people not wearing their seatbelts while they're out there driving and get involved in crashes that are completely survivable and they don't survive. You know, when we have crashes that involve people where just the vehicle tips onto its side and you have a fatality in that, that's unfortunate. If they're wearing their seatbelt, they stay inside that seat and there's no a real risk of injury at all. And we see one vehicle rollovers happen too often here in North Dakota where people are ejected from that vehicle. The seatbelt keeps you inside that vehicle where it's the safest. All vehicles nowadays are built, they're engineered to absorb all of that energy involved in that crash. But that doesn't do you any good if you don't stay in that seat. And you have to stay in that seat to be able to get the benefits of that. And if you're not seatbelted in, what's going to happen is all that energy, you're going to absorb all that energy, whether it's you're flying around inside that vehicle or you get ejected. And we see too often people being ejected from vehicles. If they had their seatbelt on, we have similar crashes where people are wearing their seatbelts, they walk away from those crashes. And, you know, that places a burden on your loved ones. You know, you're no longer going to be there for them. The people you work with, your family, your friends. And, you know, when we have these survivable crashes, too, for EMS, law enforcement that responds, that's trauma that we have to go through as well. And those are easily preventable crashes. And just put that seatbelt on. It's the safest thing you can do while you're driving.
What else has changed on August 1st?
So here in North Dakota, the point system that we have here in North Dakota, when we talk about violations, we have a point system. So in the past, it had to be a three-point or higher violation to go on your public record for your insurance company to find out if they ever did a records check on you. That's changing now. So all violations that you commit, whether it's 0 points or all the way up to 24, which is our highest point total on a violation, will now show up on that public record. So if you have speeding citations, seatbelt violation, running a stop sign, or something like that, a lot of those violations are less than 3 points. So you know, in the past, you can kind of skate by. Your insurance company won't see those things. But become tomorrow, any violation that you have that you commit and you're convicted of will now show up on that driving record.
Another incentive to follow the rules of the road.
It can be because, you know, that stuff is all going to show up now, and that'll affect your insurance rates. And again, you know, what we have is we're not looking for additional revenue or more stops. It's just that we want to make sure people are compliant with the law, and if that's a financial incentive. If your insurance rates go higher because you're committing violations, that's a financial incentive for you to not commit those violations.
Anything else?
You know, one of the biggest things that's going to be changing is not even on our side of the river, but on the Minnesota side of the river, where marijuana tomorrow becomes legal in Minnesota. You can possess up to 2 ounces in Minnesota. In addition to that, all drug paraphernalia in Minnesota is becoming legal. So, you know, being we're a border city, when we have those types of things that are changing on another side of the river, is that people need to understand is that drug paraphernalia, marijuana is still illegal in North Dakota. If you can maybe be legally possessing something in that state and you cross the border and it becomes a criminal offense, whether it's a misdemeanor offense, and in the case of some types of paraphernalia, it can be a felony offense in North Dakota. So, you know, just because you're legal in one state, when you cross that river here in North Dakota, it becomes illegal, and we will be enforcing that on our side of the river regardless of what the laws are in Minnesota.
What a headache. Crazy what's happening in Minnesota. Did we ever solve the situation between law enforcement as far as pursuing people and liability?
There's been some changes to the Minnesota deadly force law. There was some contention there when it came to that. I know locally here that they've done some training, that there's been some challenges in the court in Minnesota when it comes to some of the language in that law. So I know our local agencies are assisting back and forth across the border with some of those specialized teams that they have. For our agency is that our Attorney General's office said they don't want us traveling into Minnesota when we talk about pursuits. So we do stop at the border.
A listener wants to know how you can tell if one is wearing a seatbelt, and are the cameras in the car that good that you can see everything?
It's one of the things that we're trained for. It's one thing we look for each and every day when we're out there driving around. We're looking at vehicles. We're looking at people inside of vehicles. We're looking for behaviors. And one thing is a lot of vehicles, it's very easy to tell if somebody does or does not have their seatbelt on. So for us, as an agency, we've told our people you need to be 100% sure before you make that traffic stop for a primary violation if somebody's not wearing their seatbelt. And for us as well as these first 30 days of August, we will be issuing warnings to individuals that are stopped for a seatbelt violation as a primary violation, just to get that education out there. But come September 1st, if you're stopped for just that seatbelt, you will be receiving a citation.
Another listener says, maybe the law for fleeing an officer should be confiscating or loss of vehicle. We could get tougher, couldn't we?
You know, in North Dakota, we do have some laws in the books where vehicles can be seized, but that takes an action by the state's attorney's office to be able to do that. So we are working with some of our state's attorney's offices, especially in these areas where we have a higher propensity of people fleeing, to get some of that action taken.
Appreciate the time. Appreciate what you and everybody at the North Dakota Highway Patrol does day in and day out, keeping us safe on those roadways. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate you having me on, Scott.
Take care. And remember, tomorrow's the day. You change us coming your way. Now you know the whole idea of that primary seatbelt law is for you to think, gosh, I don't want to get pulled over for that. So buckle up and arrive safe. Not too much to ask there. Kev, we'll see ya.
All right, my man. Do her again tomorrow.
Do her again tomorrow. And what's on your mind? God bless. Bye-bye.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hammond for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.